أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. للذين اتقوا عند ربهم جنات, إلى قوله تعالى والمستغفرين بالأسحار. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are still in this chapter where Allah has commanded us to seek forgiveness from Him and also the great virtues of seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And this is the great the great bounties of Allah Ta'ala, the great favors of His, that He has taught us that we must seek forgiveness from Him, that He has commanded us to seek forgiveness. In there already it is that Allah knew that we will falter, and therefore He commanded us to seek forgiveness, and everywhere He has promised to forgive us when we seek forgiveness. So yeah, in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala speaks of certain qualities that we have to develop in us. Amongst them also is to seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and also the great virtues and the great benefits of Jannah that we will acquire. Allah Ta'ala says, لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ. For those people who fear Allah Ta'ala, who have got taqwa. So from here we see we have to develop the quality of taqwa. And the quality of taqwa is basically fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and staying away from all that which Allah Ta'ala has forbidden us from. For what Allah has made haram. Of course there are many other things with the condition of iman also, with the condition of ikhlas and sincerity also. But basically here Allah Ta'ala is highlighting the quality of taqwa. So we must develop that quality, we have to strive to acquire that quality. Otherwise, our nafs by nature, which Allah Ta'ala has made, it is ammaratum bisu. It commands us to do a lot of evil. If we make effort on the nafs, then it becomes nafs al-lawwama. The nafs then that taunts us on doing wrong. And if we carry on making effort, it becomes nafs al-mutma'inna. That is the nafs now, that is to a great, great extent, the nafs is under control. And then at the time of death, Allah Ta'ala honors this nafs with two great qualities, and that is it becomes radiya, marziya, pleasing Allah, and Allah pleases it also. So this is what we have to strive for. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala says for such people, there will be beautiful gardens. Jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhaar. The beautiful gardens. And that explanation, many times we have heard, and in various other ayat of the Quran, Allah explains the beautiful gardens of Jannah. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala refers to one particular quality, tajri min tahtiha al-anhaar. Gardens beneath which there will be rivers flowing. In other words, whatever beautiful beauty a person can imagine, it will be there. And also, we have our seasons. Now with winter season, our gardens go dry. Now, we try a lot to do our own irrigation, but it is not like when it is summer how the gardens are. So yeah, it will be that these gardens will be all the time, they will be irrigated by the waters that flow between them. So there is no winter and summer in Jannat or anything like that, autumn or spring, all the time it will be a beautiful season and the gardens will be most beautiful. Also it indicates that that irrigation system will be very, very good and the water itself will be very good. Some places water has too much of lime, too much of some other chemical, sometimes too little of something, but this will be the most perfect. And khalidina fiha, they will live in Jannat forever and ever. That is one very, very great blessing of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in this world, a person can strive and work and perhaps be successful in acquiring a beautiful palace, a beautiful garden, etc. But he knows 100% that yeah, nobody is going to live forever. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had a very long life. Shaitan has got the longest life. That he is living for so long, but he is also going to die, to perish finally. So yeah, in this world, there isn't permanent life. Whereas in Jannat, a person will live forever and ever. That what, and also his ni'mats will remain forever. His health will remain not only forever, it will become better and better all the time. Jannat, the ni'mats of Jannat will just increase all the time. خالدين فيها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة, and they will have beautiful spouses in there, the beautiful damsels, حور العين, they will have in Jannah, and ورضوان من الله, and more, the greatest pleasure will be Allah will be pleased with them. When Allah will declare, I am pleased with you, and the people of Jannah will be pleased with Allah, there will be no greater ni'mat than that. And that ni'mat Allah has given to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in this world, that Allah was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah ta'ala. And also in Jannah, the greatest ni'mat of Jannah will be to the didar, to see Allah ta'ala. And that will be the greatest, greatest ni'mat when the people of Jannah will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this can be easily understood that when Jannah will be so beautiful, then the creator of Jannah, how much more beautiful won't he be? And every aspect of Allah Ta'ala is only perfection. And when Allah will reveal himself to the people of Jannah, that will be the greatest joy that they would ever have experienced. خالدين فيها, they will remain. والله بصير بالعباد, and Allah Ta'ala is now, which we also have to develop in ourselves and realize that Allah is watching me. One of the requirements in order to do our amal correctly, whenever we do an amal, then we should realize Allah is watching me. Allah is with me. Allah Ta'ala knows what is in my heart. Why I'm doing this, Allah Ta'ala knows more than what I know why I'm doing this. So that presence of Allah, at the beginning we start with every amal, and then it should be continuously. May Allah bless us with that, that continuously we realize that Allah Ta'ala is with us. And these are those people, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا, we have brought iman. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا, so Allah, forgive us our sins. This is the one quality of this people of Jannah, that they will be always seeking forgiveness. We have brought iman, but with that also, فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. From the fire, save us from the punishment of the fire. So this is also something that a person, though he's on the path to Allah Ta'ala, but here it is shown that he must be also worried and concerned of that, that oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And who are these people further? These qualities we should try and develop within ourselves. As-sabirin, those people who make sabr. And sabr, there are three types of sabr the ulama refer to. That is, that to save ourselves from haram. To make sure we do what is right. And when difficult conditions come, we understand it is from Allah and we accept it wholeheartedly. Not only the ni'mat that come, we make shukr, and when some problems come, we make sabr. As-sabirina wal-qanitina, and then those people who are humble, obedient to Allah Ta'ala. As-sabirina wal-sadiqeen, those people who are truthful. And truthful is that what we say, we believe, our actions must also follow accordingly. And what a person's public life is, his private life must also correspond with that. So we must be amongst the sadiqeen, amongst the qaniteen, amongst the munfiqeen. That is also a great quality. And if we read the lives of our elders, how they used to spend in the path of Allah. There is also a great, great quality of spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ, this is again what relates to this chapter. And at Sehri time, that is the Hajjud time, they are seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Ulama have written that, for example, a person makes 10 minutes of Tahajjud, he should make 15-20 minutes dua. And the dua must be filled quite a bit with istighfar. A person makes 20 minutes tahajjud, about half an hour he should make dua. And dua is direct connection with Allah Ta'ala. مخل عبادة. It is the sum total of عبادة. We should try and bring within ourselves the habit of making dua also. Realize that we are muhtaj fully, 100%. And our only source of everything is Allah Ta'ala. And with that humility and humbleness we have begged Allah. It comes that Allah becomes very pleased when a person says, Rabbana, Rabb, oh Allah, oh Allah. In our language, oh Allah, please, oh Allah. Allah becomes very happy with that person. So seeking forgiveness from Allah, Allah loves that act very, very much. And this year, those who make, who ask forgiveness at the time of tahajjud, this is clear, they are the righteous and the pious. That is, they are asking forgiveness that I didn't make my tahajjud correctly. I don't know how to ask from you. I don't know what to ask from you. Oh my Allah, please, you give me what is the best. There are those Allah loves very greatly. Allah in His kind mercy makes us amongst them. Wa akhiru da'wana.